Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
The story everybody's talking about today, and as I said, that's the death of Liam Payne in Argentina. Fans currently holding a vigil there at the moment. Journalist in Buenos Aires, Lucia Choclian Herrera, is with us on the programme. Lucia, can you just describe the scenes there today at the vigil for us, please?
Hello, good morning. Well, it's barely 8 a.m. here, so the fans have gathered there yesterday until very late in the night around the hotel area. They gathered to mourn, to sing songs, to bring flowers and candles. But the city has been under shock since we heard the news yesterday about what happened with Liam Payne. And we are expecting this today for more activities and events around the morning, and maybe music shows and live music on the streets as well in the area of Palermo, in the city of Buenos Aires, where he passed yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, what was it like when the news broke late last night, Lucia, in Buenos Aires?
Well, it was very interesting because Argentina has a lot of One Direction fans as well. It has a big community. So it was a shock, and you feel the pulse of the shock on the streets in Buenos Aires as the news started to be heard. At first, it was very complicated to understand what had happened, because the authorities said that they had called the police because they were hearing noises and there was a man potentially under the influence of alcohol or drugs nearby the hotel. And then very shortly afterwards, they said that they had found a body in the internal patio of the hotel. So it was very shocking news, very sad as well. Fans were indeed, everyone was very sad to hear the news. And also the shock of seeing this happening in Argentina, so far from his homeland as well.
He was over, am I right? He was in Argentina for Niall Horan's concert. That's why he was there?
Yes, that's right. But that show was 2 weeks ago and he stayed 2 weeks after that. It is unclear why he had stayed in Argentina, but he had initially came, yes, for the show. And he had done something similar last May, as we heard, for to see another of his former bandmates.
Yeah. And the big One Direction fan group in Argentina.
Yes,
yes. A lot of fans.
And they were all gathering, and it was somehow between sweet and sad to see yesterday so many young girls as well just gathering around, very shocked, probably seeing the loss of the first loss of an idol, because there were girls between 16 and 23, 24 years old. Yes.
Yeah. What's the news coverage like in Argentina today after the death of Liam Payne?
Well, at the point we're expecting to hear news from the autopsy and toxicology reports. I was there yesterday, last night, when the police and the ambulances took the body to the morgue. And generally, these things take a few hours. Of course, they want to make sure that they have the right information. But we should see and expect some reports later today. And for now, it is also a lot of questions about, you know, what happened in the hotel, why they called the police, who was looking after him, who he was with, who he was hanging out with the hours prior to his death. This is a developing story.
Yeah. Fans, I mentioned, holding a vigil as well, just outside the hotel. Is that still ongoing, Lucia?
Yes, yes, probably with much less people right now. But yes, last night they were still gathering around. When I left around 11 p.m., they were still gathering around the area. So yeah. Yes, and they will most likely stay there until they have some more information on what happened.
And I heard they were singing in tribute too.
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was very sad. And also, you know, a lot of people came with their parents or friends. Or you saw a lot of groups of friends and even interviewed some of them. And they were like, most of the people that were there maybe were going alongside someone else just to support them because they knew that there was a big loss, maybe even if it didn't mean a lot to them.
I'm sure it must have been very emotional, the scenes outside the hotel. Lucia Choclian Herrera in Buenos Aires, thanks a million, Lucia, for joining us here and just giving a sense, I suppose, of what it's like there at the moment. Spin 103.8 and Southwest presenter Michaela Hayes is with me in studio because, Michaela, I know you were a big One Direction fan.
Yes, I was a massive, massive One Direction fan. They kind of, I don't know, filled like a teenage hole in all of our lives.
Really?
Yeah, well, you know, we got to see them on The X Factor and, you know, they were a similar age to myself.
I was going to say, what age were you around then when they started?
I'm 3 years older than Liam, so okay. I would have been the same age near enough. So you were seeing these, like, young boys go on a TV show, and it was back at the time when The X Factor was huge.
Yeah.
Like, they would put The X Factor on in pubs for people to watch. Like, it was massive. So you were following the story of these, like, young boys trying to live out their dreams, and then, you know, you saw them doing it. And they were also back at a time when YouTube was really big. So they used to do vlogs every week from the house that they were living in when they were filming The X Factor. And they wanted you to get to know all of their personalities individually. So they were almost like influencers at the time before it was around.
I was just about to say, they were sort of, they must have been really one of the first bands to emerge in that era of the internet. You know, that was something that Take That and Backstreet Boys and like Westlife Boys, they wouldn't have had that at all, nowhere near, not to the extent that One Direction did.
So I think because of that, we kind of felt like we knew them so well, because there was always like artists and idols and big celebs that like you knew so much about them, but you didn't get to see as much of them as One Direction let us have. So we like felt like we were connected to all of them, which I think is what has made this even sadder, because they seemed like such a friend to us. Unlike, like, look, I loved the Backstreet Boys. I loved Boyzone. I loved all of that.
But it was a different time.
Yeah.
And, you know, you growing up, your era, your age group, you all had phones.
Yep.
From that, you had a younger age, access to social media sites. So there is something, I suppose, a little bit different. People had that personal connection with them. Just on the music front, what do you think is his legacy?
It's funny because I keep thinking of, obviously he released multiple kind of solo singles. The one that was the most successful was Strip That Down. It had won loads of awards. You know, it was nominated for a lot of awards. But I still feel that his legacy is One Direction. Mm. And I feel, obviously we know Harry, massively successful, Niall, massively successful. But I feel like Liam and Louis, and I say this as someone who loves One Direction, they just didn't get that level of solo fame that the other lads did.
And you know what's funny? I heard Mary Byrne was on with Pat earlier, and she said that, you know, back at her time in The X Factor with One Direction, she said that Liam Payne was actually, he was the singer in the group.
His phenomenal voice. I kind of feel that the other lads, when they released songs, they were kind of very like personal and you could relate to them more. Whereas Liam kind of didn't have anything really personal in it. They were just bops and he wanted to release bops, but people expected more of a connection from him and to know more about his life. And maybe that's why they weren't as successful.
It must be very, very hard though, you know, to become this teenage global star, everybody knew who you were, and then the band wrap up and potentially they might come back together at a later point. But to have that level of success and then, you know, if you were maybe the main front or the main singer in the group and the other two of the others go on, the likes of, as you mentioned, Harry Styles and Niall Horan, and they now have their own individual major success, like that has to be tough too.
I'm
dealing with that.
Like it would. And like Liam was very much kind of the dad of the group. He was the one, like if you watch interviews or back, he was the one that kind of reined them all in. But he was also the one that kind of supported them and built their confidence. So I'd say in one way, he probably felt quite proud. But in another way, you're like, why not me? Why not me? Like I deserve this level of success as well. And I think anybody would feel that.
Like a lot of Irish people they've gone and they've seen them live and great memories too.
The one thing I always remember about One Direction, and I've never seen it with any other artist here ever. Obviously in radio, you know, a lot of times we get artists in and they come in, they do their thing, they leave. I was working in a radio station and One Direction went in to do an interview that day. It was at the very start, What Makes You Beautiful had just come out. And when I tell you, there were hundreds of screaming girls outside that radio station, like losing their, and I've never seen it before. They were so special. Seeing them live, Liam really stole the limelight when you, like I saw them in Croke Park 10 years ago, right. And he is just phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Well, though, people with the same memories as Michaela today, we'd love to hear from you on the show, or you can drop us in a voice note if you like either. It's 087 1400 106. That's Spin 108 Southwest presenter Michaela Hayes. Michaela, thanks a million. TV presenter Glenda Gilson is with me on the line because, Glenda, you interviewed Liam Payne previously.
I did. I first met him backstage at X Factor. I used to be a guest of Louis, and he'd be in and out on the corridors. You know, all of the contestants were. And I suppose Niall being in the band, you know, he'd head towards the where all the Irish were, and Liam used to be with them, and he was always a gorgeous fella, very friendly, very mannerly. He would always look you in the eyes when speaking to you, and that was at X Factor. Then I suppose they shot to fame, and I interviewed them on different occasions when they brought out different albums. When they arrived to Dublin, I used to interview them. Then they brought out a movie on their life so far, and I sat down with them. But I found myself always going to Liam to get a good soundbite.
Really?
Because Niall would mess and he'd come back with some jokey answer, and Harry would come out, pick something else out of the blue, and Louis the same. Zane was kind of quieter, so you always would be guaranteed to get a good line from Liam. And what such devastating news. I really was sad to hear it today. May he rest in peace, and love to his family.
You like, by all accounts, Glenda, you met him on many occasions, and you know, I heard various different people today, and Mary Byrne a little earlier as well, kind of describing him as sort of the dad a little bit of the group.
Yeah, like as I said, you'd always get an intelligent answer out of Liam, you know, and he was just a mannerly guy, so I knew that he wouldn't take the mick out of me, because the others tended to do so, you know, because they were big messers, but not with Liam. He was always kind of more serious, gave you what you want.
Were you a big One Direction fan as well?
Absolutely. I think we all were, whether we liked it or not. You know, X Factor was such a huge part of my life then. Louis, who's a friend of mine, was in it, so I was enjoying watching him every weekend it was on. And I suppose we followed all the Irish contestants. You just said Mary Byrne was on. Then we saw Niall when he was young and he headed onto the stage. We all got behind him. And I suppose when he got into the band there and the Irish affiliation, we all kind of stood by them. And they were the biggest band in the world at one stage. So, you know, when you got an opportunity to interview them, I grabbed it with two hands.
Erin is on the line as well, Glenda. Erin, I believe you've been a huge One Direction fan for many years. How did you feel when you heard that news this morning?
Yeah, I've been a fan for about 14 years since The X Factor, and my mum woke me up to tell me last night, and I'm still in shock, to be fair. It's not something that you think is going to happen, and I've been really upset, you know. It comes and goes, and you think about his son and his family, and it's just completely heartbreaking.
Did you watch and follow Liam Payne's success from the start of One Direction on The X Factor? You've always been a fan.
Yeah, so since the very beginning on The X Factor, I was such a fan. I was lucky enough to see them on tour a few times when I was younger, and I've spent the last few years following some of the boys up and down the UK and Ireland to see them live. So it's just really hard that we're never going to be able to see them all back together again.
How many times have you gone to see One Direction?
So I've seen the band three times, and I've seen Niall, Harry and Louis together about 10 times.
Wow.
And I'm going to see Zane twice next month. But I said to my mum, it's just Liam now I need to see solo. But of course, that won't happen now.
What about you, Reese? Reese Creed is with us as well. I'm sure, like many, Reese, you were shocked when you heard that news today.
No, completely. Like, it was just such a shock to the system, you know. I've been following them for a very long time, and I recently just did kind of a podcast about their solo careers. And it's just so, so sad to see, you know, the tragic news and the way that it happened and everything surrounding it. It's just so heartbreaking. He was such an integral part in my generation's life anyway. You know, I remember going to see them in Croke Park, and it was literally like our version of Beatlemania. Like, it was just such a core memory for a lot of young people, especially young girls. I know a lot of my best friends are very, very upset about it too. So it's just a really, really sad day for music in general.
I suppose, you know, I know obviously when they finished up or broke up a number of years ago, there was probably always that maybe hope or suggestion that they would, One Direction would get back together again at another point. And, you know, I know a lot of fans quite upset about that, the idea of that now too, today as well.
Yeah, it is. It's heartbreaking that we'll never see them back on stage together, you know. It's just an awful thing to think of, you know. And they're just such music icons. And it's just so sad that we never got to see them reunite and do that reunion tour that everyone so desperately wanted. But it's just so heartbreaking and so shocking. And like sending love to his family and everyone that knew him. It's just a really, really hard day.
Calum is with us as well. Calum, how do you think he'll be remembered?
I think the fans, like, for the next coming years will always remember his legacy, you know. Like, Liam was a part of our core childhood, you know. Like, we grew up watching him on The X Factor. We watched his career progress. And now just this tragic news.
Did you follow much of his solo career?
I did. I followed all individual of their solo careers. Like, I've been following since day one.
You've been a fan and of X Factor as well.
Yeah.
I know it's very hard, and a lot of fans really, really upset on hearing the news today. Had you a favourite song, Calum, of theirs?
I think, like, Night Changes, it just like just all of the song, you know, just the heartbreaking of it all.
Had you a favourite song, Rhys?
I think definitely like Story of My Life. Like, even some of the lyrics today are actually very, very haunting when you listen to them back with this news. Yeah, I think that would be one that's very poignant for me.
Yeah, what's the, I suppose, the one song, Erin, for you that is sort of your go-to?
My favourite has to be Walking in the Wind. And again, like Rhys, listening to that this morning, it just hits different listening to those words.
Are you listening to anything today, Glenda?
Am I what?
Are you listening to any of One Direction's songs today?
Yeah, well, if you can't scroll through social media or turn on the news without hearing one of their hits.
Yeah.
What Makes You Beautiful would be one for me. And I heard it there quite early and it was very sad.
It is. No,
and he's
no.
Only a young guy, and you look at the videos and he's even younger in them. And it's just a sad day.
Yeah, 31 years of age. It's absolutely incredible. TV presenter Glenda Gilson, Calum, Rhys, Erin, thanks a million for joining us on the programme today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.